Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, 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 it's Carrington here with, nobody. Unfortunately, it's just me. So, you might be wondering what I'm going to talk to you about today and why I'm even here. So, first and foremost, us real dudes, we're always trying to get stuff together to make another episode for you guys. Unfortunately, it just never happens. We're all busy. We're all trying to get things together. But we hope to record another episode for you guys very, very soon. But in the meantime, it'll be just me. So, I'm going to talk to you guys today with the Nintendo Switch. Now, it's been out for roughly 3 weeks, and I was able to get one at launch. And so I'm just going to give you my thoughts, comments, and concerns about it. And maybe we'd like to hear from you guys and what you guys think about it. Are you going to get one? Do you have one? What do you guys think of it? So please let us know. We'd love to get into a conversation about the Nintendo Switch in general. So this is completely off the cuff. I don't have anything written down, no script. I don't even have an outline. So everything I say is just going to be completely, I mean completely from off the top of my head. And so here we go. So first, the console itself. What do I think of it? Honestly, I think it is a great piece of software that Nintendo has built here. I'm actually looking at it right here, sitting in my room right now, and it's actually quite impressive for a little thing. Like, think about it, it's only 6 inches, and it's, you know, it's not very thick or anything. It's just about the right size and weight and stuff, especially for something like a tablet. It's a solid piece of tech right there. It doesn't feel flimsy. It doesn't feel cheap. You know, it feels just right when you're just looking at it. And it's, I have to tip my hat off to Nintendo here for how the thing look and feels, just the console itself. And we haven't even got to anything else. I will say that, I mean, yes, the battery life isn't the best, especially when playing Zelda. Zelda loves battery power, and it just loves to eat it all up. Me personally, I think I get around roughly a 10% drain after about 10 minutes while playing Zelda. While playing other games, however, I get a much longer lifespan, such as when I play Shovel Knight, which is another great game to have if you don't have it already. So we're not even going to get into the games yet. We're just talking about the system. I did get a screen protector for it, but I have not had any scratches on it even before I had the screen protector. If you're looking for any recommendation, I have not been paid to say this, but on my personal experience, the AM Film, tempered glass screen protector is by far the best screen protector out there, in my opinion. I've tried a couple others. I'm not even going to mention them because they were awful. They were terrible. But the AM Film tempered glass screen protector, it's great. It's awesome. And quite honestly, I think it's the best one that's out there if you have a Nintendo Switch. Now, if you find one that you like and you have, great for you. But for me, that tempered glass screen protector, top notch. Now, a lot of people have been complaining about the dock scratching their screen. Now, first and foremost, the reason why it's been happening, supposedly, the dock comes in a way it's maybe a little bit pinched, so that way when someone puts the Switch into the dock, apparently it rubs up against the screen causing scratches. Now, I personally could definitely see that happening, but I haven't had any experience like that happening. I just got the screen protector just as a precaution, and because it is a touch screen, I don't like dust or hair or fingerprints on my screen. So that was the reason really why I got the screen protector. But even before I got it, it took probably 2 weeks to get to me after launch. And honestly, I don't have any scratches on my screen whatsoever. It's a very clean looking screen, and I was able to effectively, you know, put the screen protector on, no issues. And I haven't seen anything on the screen protector either to suggest my dock is causing anything. So if you're one out there, I would love to really hear about it, because honestly, in my opinion, it's something that has been blown up for no apparent reason. And I really do think that a very small portion of people are experiencing that issue. But if you are experiencing it, I'd just love to hear about it. So the Joy-Cons, I had my doubts about it. Despite what people were saying, I was still having doubts about it. I thought personally they were too small, that they would be uncomfortable, and that honestly, that I would have to use something such as the grip or the Pro Controller at all times. Boy, was I wrong about that. Let me tell you something. Those Joy-Cons actually feel pretty great in your hands. I tend to play with them. If I do play with them, I tend to play with them just, you know, one in each hand, separated in each arm in different positions, different ways that feels comfortable to me at that given time. And I gotta say, it's great to play like that. It is the most comfortable way to play. Just sitting, sprawled out, like in the guy, I can't remember his name right now in the presentation, who sat out, laid out, sprawled out on the couch, and quite honestly, you can do that and it feels comfortable. Nobody else can say that, really, and I think that's just wonderful. I will say I have had very little problems with my left Joy-Con. It hasn't been terrible like other people are saying. I get, maybe if I'm playing, I might get a random disconnect for like less than a second, and then I'm back to being normal. I other people may have something worse, something better, no experiences at all. Now, I did buy another pair of Joy-Cons and they have zero issues whatsoever. So it's just the Joy-Con that came with the Switch that I'm having the issues with. I don't know. I'm still undecided if I should send it in for repair, if I should just keep it, because like I said, it's not terrible and it doesn't detract from anything. Nothing's ever happened to where I was using it and it took away from my gaming experience at all. So I'm still undecided about it. If you, however, did get it, Nintendo did give basically a time frame. I think it's like a year or something. I'd have to look into it again. I don't remember exactly. But to be honest, it doesn't bother me right now, so I'm not even going to worry about it for a little while. Next, I will go with the Pro Controller. And I must say, it is one of the better, most comfortable controllers I've ever held in my hands. And coming from the Xbox One controller, which I believe is the most comfortable controller, the Pro Controller, I'd say it feels roughly about the same. The Pro Controller is a little bit wider, in my opinion. And the Xbox One joysticks also feel a little bit more, a little smaller. So I will say that. So there are definitely differences, but they do also feel very similar. It is the main way that I play Zelda with. If I play something like Shovel Knight, I usually play with the Joy-Cons. If I'm playing Zelda, that's the Pro Controller. So I just have my different preferences for different games for certain reasons. I don't know why, but it's just, you know, just it is what it is, you know. So I guess now I'll talk about the games, since I'm just by myself. I'm just, like I said, I'm just off the cuff, off the top of my head. I wish I had someone to talk to, but the other RDP members, they're pretty busy right now. Not knocking it against them. I understand. Stuff happens. Life happens. I've been meaning to actually record this for like a week and a half now. So, and I'm just now getting to it. So even I've been busy, so I've been guilty too. But anyway, the games. I'll save Zelda for last, actually. So at launch, I got Zelda Breath of the Wild, Shovel Knight, Fast RMX, and Snipperclips. Now, the one I've played with the least is Snipperclips, because you need someone to play with, and unfortunately, I don't really have a partner to play with. But I have played it, just not very much. So, but what I have played of it, I will say Snipperclips is a ton of fun, and if you have someone to play with, definitely buy it, because it is a great co-op game. Very frustrating, though. It may destroy some relationships out there, just saying, because of how frustrating it can be, but it is definitely worth it. I'll go with Fast RMX next. So, what is Fast RMX? So, if you are a huge F-Zero fan, to me it feels like one huge homage to F-Zero, as well as those other fast racing games, such as Wipeout. So, basically, you're in like a little ship, similar to what Captain Falcon drives with the Blue Falcon. And, you know, it's just fast racing down a track. There's all kinds of different obstacles, terrains. You have a boost meter. What else? Oh, also on the ground, there's different colored strips. And you have to change your color based on what the strip is. There's either orange or there's blue. And as long as your ship corresponds with the color that's on the ground, you receive a small boost, which is really nice. The game itself looks fantastic. I have yet to have any frame rate issues with that game, which is very impressive with it being an indie game. And also, if you have Fast Racing Neo on the Wii U, it is essentially the same game. But Fast RMX on the Switch looks better. It runs better. And there's also more tracks and a couple more ships. I think that's it. That's the only difference between the two. I haven't messed with online too much other than just trying to play it a couple times. I will say that the online works. I've had some lag a little bit, and I'm wondering if that's just because Nintendo doesn't have the full setup, network setup just yet. That's what I'm going to go with. Other than that, the game itself, it runs fantastic. It feels fantastic. Oh, and another addition that I really liked about Fast RMX, the announcer from F-Zero GX on the GameCube, they got him to do the simple voiceovers, the announcer on Fast RMX. So if you're a F-Zero GX fan, I highly recommend it. It's not very expensive. If I remember right, it's like $20, and it was worth it. Next, I got Shovel Knight. Now, I really like playing indie games. I really like playing those 16-bit games a lot that have been on the rise here recently. Somehow, Shovel Knight slipped under the radar for me. I always knew about it, but for whatever reason, I just never got it. And boy, do I regret it, because that game is fantastic. The music, the sound, the level design, the story, I'm really intrigued by it. Now, me personally, I got everything for $25 with Shovel Knight, which came with all its DLC plus a future one that's not out yet. So if you don't have Shovel Knight, I recommend that version instead of getting the base version. The game runs and looks fantastic whether you are off, whether it's in handheld mode or when it's docked and on the screen. That game is fantastic, and I usually play that one, like I said, with both Joy-Cons in hand, and it just feels fantastic that way. I do love how it's really hard, because it's not just a game I can just run through in a couple hours and be like, okay, I'm done, and I don't have to touch it again. It really challenges you. So if you're really a fan of the games back in, like, say, the early to mid-90s and how they were set up, you will really enjoy Shovel Knight with its difficulty. It's not easy. I'll say it, it's not easy. I've died plenty of times. But it feels rewarding when you get past something or you defeat that boss you've had trouble with or that level or whatever. It's really, really nice. It plays nice. I highly recommend it. Like I said, if you don't have it already, definitely get the DLC and all the expansion stuff. It's like $25. Definitely worth it. I will say, however, I did pre-order Bomberman, and then I canceled it at the last minute because of the kind of reviews it was getting. I did not feel like paying $50 for a game like that. So it was a reason. So I do hope to get it someday, because I'm a huge Bomberman fan. And I have heard if you love Bomberman, you will love Bomberman on the Switch. But I just couldn't justify it. So I ended up pocketing that money and then using it to get the three games mentioned. Which, by the way, I highly recommend all three of them if you don't have it already. And if you have a Switch, and if you're done with Zelda, which I doubt you are, those three games will definitely keep you occupied until the next game comes out, thankfully. So that's plenty of games right there. I've been looking at I Am Setsuna. I haven't played it, but I've heard great things about it. But also, I have those games which I have not. I'm not even close to finishing yet. So we'll see. I might get that somewhere down the line as well. So we come to the reason why most people have gotten a Switch, Zelda Breath of the Wild. I don't know what to say about that game. I won't say anything that's spoilery, because there is just so much in that game. It is insane. Jake and I have been going back and forth about the game, about, you know, things we discovered, things we find, and I just love walking around and then just happening and stumbling upon something that's completely new that I had no idea what was in the game. And you can tell that Nintendo spent a ton of time with every little thing, every little detail in that game. Because when you find something, there's just something there's just something great about it. It looks great whether it's in handheld mode or it's in docked mode. I do experience some frame rate issues while it's docked, but that seems to be common, but in no way, shape, or form does it take away from the experience. So, the game looks absolutely gorgeous. I must say, it is the best looking game on the Switch right now. It's to me, it's the reason why most people are getting a Switch anyway. So, I will say, with it outputting at 900p, you're probably not even going to notice the lower resolution when it's docked, because the game itself just looks gorgeous. But like I said, there isn't much I can say about Zelda because I don't want to be too spoiler about it. If you have Zelda and you're listening, while you're listening, go back and play it, discover more stuff, and just have fun with it. Because there are just so many things in that game you don't necessarily need to experience in order to beat the game, but that you just experience to experience. And to me, it just adds to the world and it just sucks you in. Every time I feel like Zelda's getting boring or stale, it just throws another curveball at me. And it's just like, oh my gosh, now I remember why I love this game now. And now I just got to go in and find more stuff. And you're always finding stuff. I find it crazy about... I'll just take the shrines, for example. There's 120 shrines. Every time I find a shrine, it's completely different from the last one that I played. It's crazy how Nintendo was able to spend time with each and every shrine, which is basically a small puzzle that you can complete. Most I've completed in about 5 to 10 minutes, but there are some that have pushed me as far as my thinking ability is concerned, and it's taken me a little bit longer. But that's just how it is. Some are hard, some are easy, some are in between, but they're all fun. No matter if they're easy or hard, they're all fun, and they're all completely different, which is crazy if you think about it. There's 120 shrines. That's 120 different puzzles, and Nintendo was able to bring it. One thing I really love about Zelda also, I've played very, very many different open world games. So if you want to talk about, you know, all the different open world games I've played, don't be afraid to hit me up. But I will say, all these studios and all these other companies have tried so hard to do everything when it comes to an open world game to keep people interested. Nintendo is just like, here's our first try at such a task that everyone else, in a way, everybody else is doing it and completely knocks it out the park. Now, is it new in any way? No, but I will say they do things in a different way that's, in my opinion, better. And I might make a spoiler cast later on why I think it's better, but like I said, I'll say it right now because it's not spoiler at all. Most open world games, when you say discover a new area or maybe the world is open to you, you pretty much know where everything is. Everything's directing you into a million different directions. You know where everything is. There's no sense of real discovery, in my opinion. There is a few out there, I will say, that don't do that. But the ones that don't do it don't also give you enough, I feel like, in my opinion, don't give you enough in between. Maybe say you're going from one town to another and there isn't enough in between those two towns to keep you busy. It's just, I just walked from one town to another and now I can fast travel. So there is that. But Zelda and Nintendo was able to do it. It doesn't overwhelm you in any way. If you're, say, going from one town to another, it doesn't overwhelm you in any way with the amount of stuff that you can find. At the same time, it doesn't feel too barren either, which is very impressive that Nintendo was able to strike that balance between the two. And because of that, I don't fast travel very often. I fast traveled only maybe a handful of times, and I felt like it was absolutely necessary. And it was just nice to be able to, to be able to just start walking somewhere or in a direction and just go there, and then you're just gonna find It could be a camp. It could be maybe an enemy you haven't seen before, or maybe, you know, you find a side quest, or maybe you find, I don't know, who knows what you're going to find. And I'm just going to leave that up to you to go out and find and create your own story, because that's what, to me, Zelda Breath of the Wild is something you experience yourself, nothing you can't experience by watching somebody else, because it's just a whole different experience when you are experiencing, when you're going through it yourself, because you just don't want to put it down. You don't want to put it down. That's crazy. It's crazy. So, as you can tell, I'm very excited about the Switch. Do I think it's worth it? Now, that is the real question. Is the Switch worth it? You know, you're paying $300 essentially to play Zelda, which is probably one of the best games, easily, of this generation and the past couple generations. It is up to you. I'm not going to sit here and tell you if it's worth it or not. If you are a Nintendo fan, definitely, it is definitely worth it. If you're not a Nintendo fan, I don't see why it would be worth it just yet. I would say give it a year. Nintendo's has a great lineup for this year, and it sounds like next year they have some stuff packed away that they're not really talking about just yet. So I would say wait a year and then make your decision. But if you're a Nintendo fan, if you can find one, pick one up now, because you know, this year, you're not going to find one, because look at the lineup that we have coming out. We got Mario Kart next year. ARMS is coming out soon after that. Splatoon's coming out soon after that. Xenoblade Chronicles sometime after that. Super Mario Odyssey is coming out at the end of the year. So we have all these great games that Nintendo's giving us within a nice stretched out period of time. So I feel like a lot of those are going to appeal to different people, and they're going to think to themselves, well, the reason why I'm getting a Switch is because I want ARMS. And that's going to be a small section of people. Or hey, I'm going to get Mario Kart. And that's going to be a small section of people right there. But when Mario comes out, you can forget about getting a Switch, because that's holiday, baby. That's holiday. No one's getting a Switch then. So yeah, if you can find one right now, I'd say pick one up. So, overall, I would say, for me personally, the Switch has been worth it. I haven't really touched anything else since I got it. I was able to get one midnight launch. I had a pre-order. It was canceled. So I went out, waited till midnight, got my own Switch. Easy squeezy. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, don't be afraid to hit us up. RealDudes_pod on Twitter. We're gonna try and hit up on Twitch a little bit harder, try and be more active. Just hit us up, you know. We would love to hear from you guys, and hopefully we hear from the other RDP members real soon. This is Carrington signing out.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.